Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Mompreneur Mastery, Simple Instagram Strategy for Busy Moms. Are you ready for an honest discussion on motherhood and the mistakes we sometimes make while chasing our dreams? Because today we have mom life strategist Shelly Mache, who is going to shed some light on this journey. Shelly Mache is a certified life purpose and confidence coach, empowerment speaker, and an author. Shelly shows busy, ambitious moms how to successfully harmonize motherhood with work, life, and passion so that they can enjoy a life of personal fulfillment without the mom guilt. Shelly is the founder of the nonprofit Powerful Woman and former host of the online talk show The Shelly and Bree Show, airing on Roku. Shelly has also been featured in a ton of media outlets, including Bakersfield News, Shondaland, Yahoo, Peace of Mind with Taraji Henson, Voyage LA, iHeartRadio, and even more. I really loved getting to talk to Shelly, and I can't wait for you to listen to this episode and just feel more empowered and confident in both chasing your dreams and being a mom, and get actionable tips on how to do that. Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family and only working 2 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results they want. If you're an overwhelmed but very ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you're in the right place. Welcome back to another episode of Mompreneur Mastery. Today, I'm really lucky because I get to talk to Shelly Mache. Shelly, I just want to thank you for coming on. Your content resonates so much with me. It's something that I have really struggled with. So I'm really excited to be able to chat with you about what you do and also share it with my listeners, because I've talked to a bunch of mompreneurs who are in similar boats where we start businesses both to support our families, but also to combat this kind of like loss of identity and motherhood.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to get to talk to you about that. Look, can you tell us a little bit about why you started this work?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I became a mom life strategist and a life coach because I was that mom. I was that one. When my kids were young, I was that one who was in that mirror and looking at the person in the mirror, not knowing who she was, a full emotional breakdown, you guys, like 100%, because I'm like, I left my 9-to-5 to become a stay-at-home mom. That was the choice that I made. And I don't regret the choice. But what I didn't know is, and what no one told me, is that I could love and hate the motherhood journey at the same time. And I didn't have to feel guilty about that. If we're not careful, we end up losing all of our identity and who we are just in motherhood. And so that day when I had this complete emotional breakdown, it was because I didn't recognize this person. I didn't know this person. I thought that I was just a mom and that I had no value, no worth, no voice, no confidence. All of these things I was struggling with. And so at that time, I realized that happiness, joy, personal fulfillment, all of those things belonged to me, but it was up to me to actually get them. That wasn't anyone else's responsibility. It was mine. And so how was I going to get those things back? And I did that by taking myself on my own self-awareness journey, where I was able to end up getting those things, getting my passion back, being able to go after my passion and harmonize motherhood with the life that I desired to create for myself.
I love that. That's so powerful. And that like aha moment of recognizing like this is your responsibility, mm-hmm. but it seems a little daunting, but at the same time, recognizing like you have the power to be able yes. to do this. You just have yes. to find the way to make it happen.
Right. And we have yeah. to be able to understand that when we become moms, when we become parents across the board, that life does change. And so we get stuck sometimes. It usually works one of two ways. Usually we get stuck in the, you have to be that same person. Don't, you know, and so it becomes precious to try to be that person while being this new person. So we either get stuck there and that becomes frustrating, or we get stuck on the side of never being able to have pieces of that same person. So now I have no idea who I am anymore because I'm a mom and I can never be any of that person. And both of those are a stretch on either side, because the truth of the matter is I was the person before I ever became the mother. And so just because life changes and life has to become flexible in a new way, that doesn't mean I have to leave everything behind. But also, I don't have to frustrate myself trying to be who I was before, because I'm not that person. I'm a new person. Now, how do I merge, blend, and harmonize pieces of me from before into my new season?
Yes, this is like hitting home so much for me, like thinking back to when I first had my kids, because I feel like those feelings are strongest when you are in like the newborn stage and everything mm-hmm. is so new, because yes. there's so much change going on in like yes. teens and sleep and just all the things all the time. Yes. So it makes sense that we feel that way, but it can be a lot, like incredibly yes. frustrating and discouraging.
Yes, because we don't get the freedom. And that's my thing now. I want to challenge these ideologies about motherhood and what motherhood should be and what it shouldn't be and how it should look and how it shouldn't look. We don't receive the grace. It's either get your body back, hurry up, you know, you're not getting, make sure that you're that size 5 again, when, you know, make sure you're this. And it's get those emotions, you know, together and do this and do that. And why do you feel this way? And why do you have baby blues? You have this perfect baby and you have this and you have that. What do you mean? And blah, blah. So we don't even get the grace to just be. Can I just not have the answer? Is that okay? Can I just feel? Can I just be in the moment? Can I cry and don't understand? Is that okay? You know, is it okay for me to just lay back and say, I don't know what the feelings are right now, without someone telling me that it's wrong or right or up or down or forwards or back, without me having to explain anything? Can I just be sometimes?
Yeah, that, yes, I love that so much. I remember those feelings when my first son was born. They're right now, they're 3, 5, and 6. And I had my first one and was feeling all the things. With all of them, I had postpartum depression mm-hmm. and anxiety. And before having kids, I was like super independent. Like I'm doing everything by myself mm-hmm. when I want. Like, and right. then from that to being a stay-at-home mom was like a huge shift. And being like completely yes. responsible for this other person mm-hmm. with like the mental health struggles was, it was rough.
Yes. And so my thing is, we need to be able to be flexible. We need to be able to say, I can't put a word to this. I can't put, you know, I can't give you a sentence for what it is. I'm just here. I'm just being. And the other thing that happens in motherhood a lot is we have that, I don't want to say stigma, but we have that expectation that if you did it once, then the second time around should be just fine. Then the third time around should be just fine. Then the fifth time around should be just fine. And that's just not true. The way I parent my oldest, I don't parent the youngest. The way I parent the second. And that's not to say that the parenting, you know, the core values of parenting are there. But with each child, there's a new personality. There's new likes. There are new dislikes, you know. And so when I go from one child to two children, flexibility changes all over again. Schedules change all over again. I now have a toddler and an infant, or I now have, you know, have a school-age child and a toddler. Whatever it is, each stage is changing me. Each stage I have to redevelop. Each stage I'm getting a new life season. And so we need to be able to have the grace for ourselves to say, it's not the same just because I did this 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years. It's not the same. And give ourselves the grace and permission to live in that new life season and that new journey of parenthood.
And there is such this powerful freedom in that, like letting go of those expectations mm-hmm. and realizing like, yeah, these changes are going to happen. These routines are going to need mm-hmm. to change. Even like, I feel like seasonally, like routines change with like sleep schedules and things. Yes. And we're a military family, so we move a lot. And some of my kids are neurodivergent, so transitions and changes are really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So letting go of those expectations and being like, I'm meeting whatever needs I can right now, and that exactly. is priority, is like, yeah, there's a lot
you
to
hit
that.
It. You hit it right on the head. I'm meeting the needs of what the priority is in this season. Because guess mm-hmm. what? Priorities, you know, when it's school time, priorities could be different. My top three priorities look like this. In the summertime, though, because things may be a little more lax, and it may not, because a stay-at-home mom is all year round. So you may have children at home all year round, but still, summertime, it may be different because things look a little differently. So I get to redo what those top three priorities are. It's Christmas time. It's the end of the year. A lot of times we have family come in. I get to readjust what those three priorities are. I always say to the women that I work with, don't make so many priorities. You know, daily priorities, I say stop at 3 to 5 daily priorities, because what happens a lot of times is if we don't finish that list, because we have so many expectations on us, now instead of us giving ourselves grace, now instead of us thanking ourselves, saying you did a really good job, what we look at are the two things we didn't get done. I could have did this better. Well, why didn't I wash the clothes? Well, why doesn't the baby have two more things, a formula? Does the baby have enough formula for tonight? Then that's what matters, you know? And so we're so quick to look at what we didn't do. And the more we add to the priorities, the more likely we are not to finish, which gives that cycle all over again of not feeling good enough. But when I limit my priorities to what really is the priority today, like for real, do I have to go grocery shopping, or is it one of those things that, yes, I need to do, but I can be flexible about it? Will the kids really not eat tonight? So if I don't get to grocery shopping, is it really that bad? Can I do it in 2 days? We need to be able to give ourselves, again, I use the word a lot, flexibility. We need to give ourselves flexibility and give ourselves grace to say, this is what I really need to get done today. I really need to file my taxes today because taxes are due tomorrow. So that's what I really need to do today. That is the top priority. And if I can get that done, then amazing. I mean, even yesterday, I had a list of things, or maybe the day before, I had a list of things that I wanted to do. And one of my daughters said, you know, so are you going to work tonight? You know, are you going to be working? And I said, yeah, there's a lot of things that I need to get done today. And then I said to myself, I said, but you know what? The top two things that I needed to do was this and this. And I did that. So yes, there are still a lot of things that I need to do, but the top two I did. And I can take pleasure in the fact that that's what really needed to get done. And that's what did get done. And so I was able to finish other things with work without feeling like I didn't get everything, but I got those top two.
That is like spot on. I was struggling with that even just earlier today, like constantly making this like running to-do list in my head. And then I'm like, no, wait, that can wait. I don't have to do it today. This is fine. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be done in the next hour.
Yep. Exactly. We like, really, oh my gosh, there's so much laundry. And I'm like, no, we have clean clothes. It's okay.
Exactly. But doesn't that make you feel, just even as a mom, doesn't that make you feel more calm? Doesn't it make you feel more at peace to understand that you have a choice and you can look at your day and go, you know what? You have some clean clothes for today. I can put that as a priority for tomorrow. Because after tomorrow, you won't have any. So I can put that as a priority tomorrow. And life is just fine. Nothing bad happened. It's okay.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Like, you don't really realize how much like that builds stress in you and how it affects you until you like recognize the priorities and like realize you don't have to do it all. And then realizing like, oh, wow, I like feel so much better now.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's one of the things that I just want moms to always know, that we have the opportunity to change it. We can pencil whatever we want. And guess what's on the end of every pencil? Well, most pencils, an eraser. And you own the right to erase where you need to blow the dust off and redo it again.
I love that so much. That this is all hitting home so much. Now, in your content, you talk about, well, in lots of content we see online, specifically for moms, there's a lot of talk about self-care, but you kind of advocate more for intentional self-care. Can you explain the distinction there?
Yes. Self-care are those general things. Just to make it very simple to understand, self-care are general things that we do for us. So self-care could be, you know, sitting down, watching a little TV. Self-care could be going to get your nails done. Self-care is general. But a lot of times when we talk about self-care, you know, where women and moms are concerned, it's always us going out and doing something. Go get your hair done. Go get your nails done. Go shopping. But rarely do we ask that mom, what activity replenishes you? So the difference between self-care and intentional self-care is being intentional is figuring out which activity replenishes what has been taken from me. And so that's us being more in tune with who we are. Me being a speaker, if I go out all day and I'm speaking, you know, a couple of times a day, then what replenishes me is to be in a quiet setting. So if I go get my nails done, yes, I did a self-care activity, but there was nothing about that that replenished who I was. What I did is I exerted myself in speaking, in giving, in pouring into others. So now the way to pour back into me is to sit in solitude and allow peace to overflow me for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, for an half hour, so that when I come out to interact with other people again, I have been refueled. So my question is always, what activity refuels you? And you don't know that until you become intentional and understand, what am I being depleted of?
That makes a lot of sense. And I feel like as moms, if you are home with your kids all day, just having that time to yourself and like the quiet to replenish yourself would be like so important and just such a game changer.
Exactly. You know, for you, if you're frustrated, you know, throughout the day, because maybe you are home with your children. And so maybe if you're frustrated throughout the day, for you, maybe going out with friends to have lunch is the replenisher for you. It's adult time. I'm not with kids. I can have conversation. I'm relaxing with a glass of wine. So for you, frustration equals time with friends or time, you know, with family. Maybe frustration for you does not equal sitting in a dark room alone. Maybe that's not what refuels you. Maybe the company of others refuel you. That's not the company of your 5 and 10-year-old. So where is the intentionality? What are you being depleted of? Number one, what are you being depleted of? And what activity refills that depletion?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That was something like I struggled with because I do need like the other like adult interaction outside of kids for me because I'm home with them all day, every day. But I'm also very much an introvert. So I don't like going to like people-y places a lot. Mm-hmm. But I found a silent book club where you can like be around other adults and talk to them, but it's also still very quiet and you can like do your own thing. It's like the best of both worlds.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And so understanding that and knowing, hey, when I've had a full day with my children, yes, I want some adult interaction, but I still want the peace. So now for you, you really will be replenished versus you going out and, you know, and getting a manicure and pedicure. Then you come home feeling like, I just don't feel refreshed. I don't understand why I don't feel refreshed. Well, that's because you didn't understand the intentional self-care that was needed to replenish what has been depleted.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, it's weird to like have to think like that deeply about it because I'm like, I work on like meeting my kids' needs all day, every day. Why is it so hard to like focus on my own?
Yeah.
And like realize what that actually is.
We do. And the first thing that I tell women that I work with, that I tell moms is we need to give ourselves permission to live and love outside of our titles. That was something that was very key for me. When I stood in that mirror and had that breakdown, when I was just telling myself, you know, who are you? You know, what are you outside of a mom? What, you know, does anybody even care about that? It became a real mental struggle for a moment. But one of the key things that I told myself, and I stood in the mirror and said my and told myself, I give you permission to live. And what does living look like for you? You know, yes, I love family. Yes, I love my children. But what does that really look like for you? What is it? What does happiness look like for you? Because I give you permission to be happy. I give you permission to be fulfilled. Sometimes we need to let ourselves know, I give you the permission to live outside of your titles. One of those titles being motherhood. Maybe your title is an executive. Maybe your title is caregiver. Give yourself permission to live outside of that. Because when we begin practicing giving ourselves permission, then what we do is we start kicking guilt right in the mouth. But we have to verbalize that sometimes. I give you permission. You've been a caretaker 5 days a week. You've been taking care of an ill parent, an ill family member 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I give you permission every Sunday from 10 to 10:30 to be personally happy. And what does that look like for you? Maybe this week is going to look like you getting an ice cream cone. I know one of my kids, when they've had a really, really, really hard day, they make a point to say, on Friday, I'm going to get me an ice cream cone. And I'm just going to sit down and eat that ice cream cone. Because for her, it represents freedom, carefree. It gives her memories of being, you know, really small when we used to go to the ice cream truck. So for her, that equals her being able to just sit, be happy, and be free. And she gave herself that permission to say, I'm gonna be free for just a couple of minutes. For 30 minutes, I'm going to have no care in the world. And what that means for me is just enjoying an ice cream cone.
I love that. And I think it also sets, you just showed this with your story about your daughter, but we're also set, like, by doing that, we're setting such great examples for our kids to put themselves first as well when they need to. Yes. And like, recognize their needs and advocate for themselves to do what
exactly.
they need to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we want it to be different for them. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want them to have to get to the breaking point before they go, oh, okay, I don't want my kids to be in the mirror, you know, becoming bitter, becoming resentful, and laying on the floor in a fetal position, you know, screaming, because that's the only way that you know how to relieve yourself. I want them to understand that practicing self-love, practicing self-awareness, understanding what fulfills you, what doesn't fulfill you, these are things that become a regular part of your life. So that when life does throw these tumultuous situations, because it's going to happen, because it's life, but you can take it on a little bit easier because you have a lifestyle of living life and loving you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, all of my listeners are mom business owners, and a lot of them are here because we own their own business, because we want to, you know, find this balance of being like great moms.
Yes.
And also pursuing our own dreams and passions and
Absolutely.
Goals. When you work with moms, what are some of the biggest mistakes they make when trying to find that balance so we can avoid them?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Now, you may have made some of these mistakes, too. I know that I've made some of these mistakes. One of the first mistakes that we make as moms when we're trying to pursue the things that we love, pursue our passion and be a mom, is that we think we have to choose. That's the biggest mistake that we make. I can either do things for me or I can be a great mom. We don't have the permission to be both. And so what happens is we feel guilty about pursuing our passion. We feel guilty about pursuing the job because now we feel like I'm not a good mom. And so the first thing we do is we get the mentality of I have to live an either or life. When you don't, what you get to do is you get to be a mom. And so I want to switch that in mom. You are always a mom. And guess what? You get to choose anything that comes after that. And that's at your discretion. So the mentality should always be, I'm a mom and not, I have to choose between being a great mom and pursue. Because if I pursue my passion, then I'm selfish. No, if you pursue your passion, you become an even greater mom because now you have personal fulfillment and you get to take that joy, that happiness that you have within you, and you get to pour that onto your children. So let's switch that mind frame of I have to choose. You are always a mom. And so the greatest mistake, one of the greatest mistakes we make is we feel like we have to choose between our children and ourselves. And that is completely wrong.
I've definitely struggled with that one. And I know I've talked to other mom business owners that have as well.
Yes. So that is the, once we get it in our minds that we're a mom and, it really opens up so many doors for us. I'm a mom and a CEO. I'm a mom and a business owner. I'm a mom and a graphic designer. You know, I'm a mom and a restaurant owner. There's so much freedom in and it actually makes you excited because then you're sitting around going, what else am I?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, man, this list could go on forever.
Right. The list could go on. And it really pours confidence back into our being when we connect and say, I'm this and that versus I have to be this or that. That brings stress. That brings anxiety. That brings guilt. And those are none of the things that you have to be because you're always an. So when you get up in the morning, say to yourself, oh, hey, that's wonderful. Today I get to be a mom and you fill that in. Fill it in when you get up in the morning and see how that makes you feel so much better throughout your day. And so another mistake, that's mistake number one that we make. Mistake number two is thinking that we have to do it alone. No, we have got to get out of this idea that I'm a better mom if I don't ask for help. Who lied to us? Who keeps lying to us? I'm a better mom when I'm fully present. And I'm fully present when I get the help that I need so that I can continue to be a mom. And what do you need? That takes community. That takes other like-minded individuals who understand where you are and where you're going. So you need to surround yourself with people who can assist you in what it is that you need to do. But here's the mistake that we make, even when we know I need some assistance, we don't know what kind of assistance. So that becomes frustrating. So we need to learn how to go for the ask. Go for the ask. And what does that mean? That means knowing when I need help, how I need help, and who in my community can provide that. So if I know that I work from home and I have two children that are at home, but I need a little time to be able to do my work, maybe just 2 hours of complete silence, I need to be able to go to my friend Susan, who also have kids that same age, and say, hey, Susan, do you think that once a month on Thursdays, the third Thursday of every month, that we can do a play date where my kids can be at your house from noon to two so that I can have time to work? And it's just going to be one Thursday a month. Now I know what I need. I know the time that I need, and I know exactly how you can help me. So now every third Thursday from 12 to 2, I know that that's my work time. I can have everything laid out. I can know exactly what I need, and I can utilize that time. So now I also know that my friend Becky, that she has two kids that are around the same age as my child. So what am I going to do? I'm going to call Becky and I'm going to say, hey, Becky, I'd really like to be able to work for 2 hours, you know, at least once a month. Do you think that maybe on the second Thursday of every month that we can arrange a play date and my children can play at your house from 12 to 2 every second Thursday? Now I have two Thursdays a month that I get to work on my business because I am a mom. And so our second mistake is we don't ask for the help that we need and we don't understand how to ask for that. Is, you know, and I hope that's helpful for someone to understand how we need to be able to ask for the things that we need.
Yeah, I love that you added the second part in there of like the how, because there is like a weird shame and guilt with asking for help. Like you're somehow less than if you need kind of. But even when you can recognize that you need help, finding the way to get the help and ask for it is like so key.
Yes. So you have to, and that is, so it's called going for the ask. And so that's how we go for the ask. We understand what we need. We understand what time we need it. And then we look at our community to say, oh, who would be able to do this for this particular need? If I have five needs, don't ask the same person for them five needs, y'all. Look at your community and see How can I do this? And then you also, I just want to add this other thing. You also need to be open to others asking of you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we want to put that in too. And then the last thing that the mistake that moms make is not understanding your time. When we choose not to keep daily schedules, weekly schedules, or even a monthly schedule, you really don't understand the type of time that you have. You really don't understand where you can add in certain things. And I'll give you an example. Being a stay-at-home mom, for all of us stay-at-home moms, what are we doing? We're with our kids all day, every day. We run errands with our kids. We take our kids, you know, to volleyball, to basketball, where everything pretty much revolves around our kids. But when I wanted to see where I had time to do for me, because I felt like I have no me time at all. I never have me time. I'm frustrated. I'm this and that. But when I sat down and did a daily schedule, here's what I saw. My children have gymnastics every Tuesday from 6 to 8. And I sit inside of that gymnastics stadium watching them for 2 hours. I don't have to do that. I actually can watch you for an hour so I can get, because we all know that our kids want us to see them do that same role 10 times. But I can stay here and watch you for an hour. And then I can actually go to my car for an hour and just have some relaxation time. Whether that's reading the book that I never get a chance to read, whether that's putting my headphones on and listening to soft music, whether that's answering emails because I need a little business time, whether that's just taking a 15-minute nap and shutting my eyes because I didn't get to do that. I wouldn't know that I could utilize that time if I wasn't intentional about what my daily schedule looked like. And so as moms, that's a huge mistake that we make when we're trying to balance both worlds. We really don't understand what our day looks like until you sit down and schedule that. I challenge every one of your listeners to pull out a daily schedule and just say from 6 to 6. What am I doing from 6 to 6? I mean, everything. I wake up at 6. I eat breakfast at 6:15. I get the kids up at 6:45. We leave, you know, for school at 7. I'm back home with the toddler by 7:20. I feed the baby from 7:25 to this time. What are you doing all day? And then look at that and go, is there some place in here where I can harmonize? Harmonizing meaning to blend two activities where it brings peace. Not anxiety, not frustration, but where can I merge two activities where it will bring better peace into my day?
That's super important. And I feel like when I have even just an outline of a plan of like when I can fit that in during the day, I can be one, like much more present with my kids mm-hmm. during the other parts of the day. Mm-hmm. And two, I know exactly what I need to work on. So I'm not like sitting around being like, okay, what do I do first? Is it emails? Is it like social media? Like all this stuff. And it just takes a huge stress off of my yes. shoulders when I have even just a little bit of a plan.
Right. So when you understand, you know, like I said, with the example with my daughters, when you understand, oh, I actually have an hour every Tuesday because I'm going to spend 1 hour interacting with them and 1 hour alone. So I literally have 1 hour every Tuesday to do something. Let me write down three priorities in my business for this week. Not forever, just for this week. Which one of these priorities can I do during that hour? Or which two of these priorities? Because remember, don't give yourself more than five priorities, 3 to 5. So what two priorities can I do in an hour? You're going to feel so much more productive. You're going to feel so confident, and then you're going to knock something off your plate. So I merged those two things. I harmonized being a very present mom, being a great mom, while being a good businesswoman as well.
I love that. And I love that you brought up the confidence piece, because I feel like whenever I get a small win, and I'm feeling good about the day, it's easier for me to like keep that energy up
exactly.
and keep going. And,
exactly. Yeah. Versus us saying everything we didn't get done, being able mm-hmm. to say, oh, wow, look how I was able to get this or to get that. That's a win. Thank you for that win today. Shelly, you did good.
Yes, I love that. And you have a resource for moms to help them fulfill their goals while still being a great mom,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I would love to be able to leave that with your amazing listeners. That is a freebie and my gift to you. 7 powerful ways, yes, to fulfill your goals and be a great mom too. Because that's our desire. We don't want to have to leave anything on the back burner. We want to be a great mom. That's why, you know, we became mothers. We want to be great moms, but we don't want to kill who we are in the process. And so in this guide, I give you 7 powerful ways that you can actually fulfill your goals and still be an amazing mom. And one of those ways in there, y'all, just to give you a little spoiler alert, is to learn how to go for the ask.
I love that so much. I'm going to link that in the show notes for everyone. So make sure you grab it. And before we say goodbye, can you let everyone know where they can follow you on Instagram?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll definitely be able to connect on Instagram and any of my social media accounts at my name, which is Shelley Mache. And that's SHELLEYMECHEPTE. So that's my Instagram. That's also my Facebook. And also on Facebook, we can connect in my group, which is Moms with Purpose. You are more than a mom. So please feel free to join that group where I provide tips and support for all of us moms. And we do a weekly chat, a weekly get together, a weekly live. So yes, come and join me. And we can also connect by you getting my free gift, which is 7 powerful ways to fulfill your goals and be a great mom too.
Perfect. I'm going to put the link for all of those in the show notes so you can get them easily. And Shelley, thank you so much. This was such an empowering conversation. I am so excited for everyone to get to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I look forward to connecting again.
Thank you so much for listening, mompreneurs. I hope you found Shelley's insights as valuable as I did. We explored that crucial balance between motherhood and personal fulfillment, challenging outdated ideologies, and carving out intentional self-care. Remember that it is okay to love and struggle with motherhood at the same time. And remember that it is essential to give ourselves grace and flexibility in this journey. And don't forget to check out Shelley's free resource, 7 Powerful Ways to Fulfill Your Goals and Be a Great Mom, to help you navigate this balance. You can find the link for that and her social media accounts and her Facebook group, Moms with Purpose, right in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait to be back in your earbuds next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Mompreneur Mastery, Simple Instagram Strategy for Busy Moms. If you were listening to this episode and find yourself nodding along, I would love it if you would find me on Instagram and send me a message telling me your biggest takeaway. My handle is @socially.yours.strategist. And don't forget to grab your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar so that you know exactly what to post to get more comments without spending hours brainstorming Instagram post ideas. You can get it at sociallyyours.biz/content-calendar or head to the link in the show notes.